Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are back to you. The Lord gave us another day. Praise Him.
Amen.
And it was an awesome day. We went out and we flew gospel signs and witnessed in a really busy area of a town with a circle drive. What do they call those things?
Like a big roundabout. In the center of the town, and everybody had to line up and slow down and wait their turn. It was perfect.
Yeah, and we had, it was a busy Saturday with a lot of traffic, so we went out and we did that. We got the post done. It's up on our page. We got audio. We got video of it, and it was a glorious, beautiful day. Brother Kuo got to stand on the corner down a ways from us. And we got to talk to a lot of people.
We got
to hand out a bunch of gospel cards.
Oh, yeah.
We had the usual mockers. We had a lady pastor come and tell us that it's her town. We shouldn't be there. All of that kind of stuff. But today, we're just going to focus on, we talked to, at minimum, we got four seekers we want to talk to you about. What do you think, Sister Amen?
Uh-huh.
That we got to talk to today. There was more, but we're just going to focus in on these four. You want to go first, Sister Amen?
Oh, no, you.
All right, well, let me read a verse first. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we're talking about seekers here. I'm thinking about a young guy, maybe 25 or 30, walked by, covered in tattoos. And he walked by, and I offered him a gospel card, and he said no. And he was walking away, and I said, young man, Christ died, and he made a way for you. And that was like a hook. And he turned around, and he goes, I don't even go to church. And I said, good for you. I said, the churches are not biblical. He started saying, I moved to this town. He said, my life's a mess. He said, am I living for God? He goes, no, I'm far from it. And he started confessing to me. And he stood there, and he talked to me. And I went over the gospel with him, and I offered him help. And he said, I got to leave this town. He said, there's too much trouble here for me. I said, well, you can leave the town. But I said, don't give up on seeking after Christ, because he said he used to seek after Christ. And it was really neat because he was a seeker. He thanked me. He walked away with the gospel card, and he walked past Sister Amen. And what did he say?
I was just thinking about that. I didn't know all that because we hadn't had
you were on the other corner
with me. He come walking by me, and obviously I was going to offer him a gospel card. He said, thank you, but I already got one from that man down there. I said, oh, that's my husband. And he said, he was like really humble and very kind. He said, thank you so much for everything that you guys do.
Yeah.
And I heard the word, I can't hear very good, I heard the word care or cares or something.
Yeah, he got encouragement. I told him to go to the website. I told him to email me. And he walked away because he said he's in a lot of woes in that town. He said, I'm going to have to leave this town soon. And I said, well, reach out and let me encourage you. So it was perfect timing. I think it was really neat. You know, people wonder why we do what we do. You can stand there with a sign and say nothing. You could stand there and hold out gospel cards. I get it. You don't have to talk. But this man was ready to walk away. And by me public crying to him, telling him that Christ died and made a way for him, I could tell he had his back to me and he was walking away. And when I said, Christ shed his blood and made a way for you, it was like, I'm calling it a hook.
Yeah.
It was like me casting out a hook, and I snagged him.
Yep.
And I turned him, and he came walking up and he talked to me.
That's a nice way to say that. Yeah, because I've done that too.
If I wouldn't have said nothing, he would have walked away, and I don't know, nothing would have happened. So.
Yeah.
He was a really, really wonderful seeker to talk to. I hope I hear from him. And young, tattooed, covered man. Let me give you the opposite side. All these churchianity people walking by going, I got it. I don't want to talk about it. We don't need you out here. We already know the gospel. They don't even want to talk about Christ. And this young man turned around and talked about Christ with me. And he's not even a claimed churchgoer.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That is.
Thank you, Father, for that meeting.
It makes me rejoice.
How about you, Sister Amen? I know you got a couple you want to talk about.
There was a young man that walked up to me. You were actually talking to another seeker at the time, right across the street. And a young man came up to me, and he was asking questions, and he doesn't belong to the church system anywhere. He's just looking to follow the Lord. He liked our signs and wants to do something like that. So I encouraged him to reach out on email, and Brother Tupos would be happy to help him, and Brother Akuo.
Yeah.
And it was pretty amazing.
He talked to you for about, I don't know, 10 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
You definitely could tell his demeanor. He was a seeker.
Yeah, absolutely, he was. And I referred him to you guys a few times, you know, and then he would just ask a few questions. He was really soft and mild-mannered.
Yep.
And you could tell he was, like, ground zero.
Yeah.
And willing and open to hear, and, yeah, so it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. Then I was standing there, and a man was talking to Sister Amon, and he came over to talk to me. And, again, young man, under around 30, I would say, or something like that. Turns out he's a house church man, and he came up and said he saw us from an office building and wanted to come down and encourage us and bless us. And I said, he walked up to me and I said, he said, bless you, bless you. I said, why should God bless me? I said, who does God bless, young man? And he looked at me and he goes, he blesses the righteous. And I said, good answer. And we had a long talk, and he was very humble.
He was
soft and kind, and he thanked us for what we did. He understood the call to repentance, and I thought this was really neat. I said, yeah, my young brother's on the other corner. He goes, I'm going to go over there and encourage him. And he walked all the way around the square, and I saw him, and we standing there talking to Brother Cool for about 15 minutes. So he wanted to reach out and encourage God's people. He gave me his email, so I have his email. I got to send him an email.
Awesome. Yeah.
And he was talking to Brother Cool for a while. So he had a very kind nature about him, and I could tell that the Word of God was had a special place in him, and he saw what
respect.
We were trying to do. Yeah,
yeah,
so
did.
That was awesome. That was the other seeker that really kind of made the day. And when you got all the churchianity people that just trample Jesus' blood living, a bunch of them today are more excited about their college team here in Tennessee being in some championship game than they are about talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Wickedness.
Or ice cold frappes and clothes and trinkets and carry out food.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff.
So you see what they, lust of the eyes and pride of life, they get swept away by all that. And we're there
to try
to call them back. And by the way, that lady pastor told me today I shouldn't be calling the people to repentance. I just did a teaching on Romans 2:4 that talks about the goodness of God leading to repentance. She told me, it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance, insinuating we shouldn't be calling people to repent. We shouldn't be calling out sin. But there's nothing further from the truth. The goodness of God is in Christ. He leads us to repentance. We should call people to repentance, to the saving of their souls. If they don't repent, their souls are not going to be saved. They can't apply Jesus to their life.
Right.
What's the other one you wanted to talk about, Sister Amon?
I got a quick one, and then I was going to sneak in a couple real quick ones.
Sure.
So, Brother Tupos was over loving some young Mormon men by giving them the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Right behind me, they were sitting on a bench, and he was there. And I was right up by the road, flying my sign, and all of a sudden, all these cars, just picture, if you go watch the video, there's cars nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going real fast. They're going rather, I don't know how
10.
Fast.
The speed limit's 15 miles an hour through that.
Yeah, and they're jam-packed. You look one way, you see all the cars all the way down the road. You look the other way, they're all the way down the road. So it's like nonstop.
Yeah, we commented how this town was smart. Rather than make a super highway, they make everybody drive through the downtown center circle area.
Yeah, and they get backed up through a lot of the stoplights, which isn't good for all the people in the traffic, but it was good for us today.
Yeah.
And so this woman, all of a sudden, I hear, ma'am, I want one of those cards. Can I hand me one of them cards? And the cars are going by, and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't run across the street, because how do you know it's not somebody tricking you? You go running in traffic, and they take
off. Yeah, we don't do that.
But as soon as she put her car in park, she flung the door open. As soon as I saw that, she starts running across to me. I ran over to her. There were cars coming, but they had plenty of time to stop. And I gave her a gospel card, and she was like really serious. She's like, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for what you're
doing.
That
sounds like a seeker to me.
And she ran, jumped in her car, and took off.
That's awesome.
She stopped everybody in the line.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
That is awesome. Did you have more? I was going to sneak.
No, go ahead. You go.
Okay, so I'm offering gospel cards to people walking by. There's not a whole lot, but they're kind of trickling here and there. And I offered gospel cards. They rejected them. And as soon as I turned the other way, I look at this vehicle, and there's a hand sticking out the window, like doing the gimme gimme.
Oh, yeah, you gave away about 5 cards to cars.
Yeah, like, gimme gimme. So I did step out as soon as I knew they stopped. I was stepped out and gave a gospel card. And then it happened a couple times in a row. One of the times I offered a gospel card, I turned, here's this fancy, red, expensive sports car, and a guy rolled his window down, and he's trying to reach his hand out the passenger window from the driver's side.
Yeah.
And he's like, give me the two-finger, give me one. So I did, and he was like, yeah, yeah, thank you, thank you. And so, yeah, four or five people in the cars were asking.
We had a lot of varied witnessing today. I was standing on the curb, and a guy comes by, and he must have had this Porsche car. These things are worth, you know, $150,000, $200,000, fancy, fancy car. And his windows are rolled down, and he stopped right next to me, and our eyes met. Young guy, like maybe 30 years old in his fancy, rich, car, expensive car. And I said, sir, I said, did you know all your expensive toys are going to burn? I said, none of it means nothing. I said, if you don't have Christ, you have nothing. And he didn't mock or anything. He looked at me, and he put his hands up, and he shrugged his shoulders like, I don't know what to say to that. Yeah, I guess so. And I said, it's not going to last long, sir. It's all going to be burned up. I said, you need to repent and follow Christ. And he just shook his head and kind of drove off. And here's what I wanted to talk about. The reason we get people, we get a lot of mockers and haters and ignorers. But the reason we do get seekers is why? We are one of the only people you will see out in the world, let alone there's hardly any street preachers out there. We are calling out the churches. We are calling out hypocritical, corrupt churchianity. And we hear people all the time go, well, I've never seen anybody do that. Give me one of those cards. Because everybody knows about the hypocrisy of the church systems, but nobody's talking about it and calling it out. When they see us calling it out, a lot of times it creates a seeker and they go, I got to read about that. Because I think you're right about that.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? My dad told me that too, and I think he's right. And all of a sudden, we get we get emails from people that tell us, thank you, we're not crazy. Nobody else believes what I believe about the churches, but you're teaching it.
Yeah.
So what we do create seekers because nobody's calling out the church systems.
He said that an atheist walked by. Did you see that guy with the white things in his ears?
Yep.
He said, yeah, I believe that. He goes, I'm an atheist. I think the churches are lying.
Yeah. Yeah, we get them too, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome. And so that was our seekers that we wanted to talk about. Sister, I think you had some scriptures.
I do. You want me to just read them all?
Let me just do this before you read your scriptures.
Oh, yeah.
So seeking. We encourage people to seek life. The opposite is to seek death or live for death. How about this terrifying verse? Revelation 9:6, talking about in the terrible tribulation. In those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it. And shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, basically, they're going to be so tormented, they're going to be like, just kill me. And God says, no, you're not going to find death. And so that's not something that you want to be part of.
Uh-uh.
Hebrews 13, here's what you should be seeking, 13 through 15. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him within the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come.
Uh-huh.
We always talk about this. That's seeking the eternal city that's coming. That's living for Christ. That's being born again by the gospel, seeking the kingdom of God. That's something you should be seeking. That's life, life eternal. It's uncorruptible, incorruptible. What everybody's seeking around us, sports and churchianity and pride and vanity and politics and entertainment, it's all fading away and going to burn up. So ponder what thing you're seeking. Are you seeking life? Are you seeking truth? Are you seeking immortality in Christ? Or is everything you're seeking going to be burned up when he returns in flaming fire? That's what I wanted to share. How about your scripture verses, Sister Amin?
Well, since we're talking about seeking, let's look at Nicodemus.
Oh, yeah. He's a seeker.
John 3:1-2. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles for that thou doest, except God be with him. And then what happens later? John 19:39. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight.
Yeah, they say we knew that Brother Koo and I were just talking about that. We knew that Nicodemus apparently received Christ or was a follower because he was concerned about burying Jesus. So we read of him again. That's pretty awesome. Kind of like with Joseph.
And then here's a good one about seeking. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And early is that word, but it also means earnestly and diligently.
Yeah, means always.
Yes, kind of like they say the early bird gets the worm.
Yeah, it's kind of like I preach that all the time. I ask people, when you woke up today, what's the first thing you thought about? And then how are you living your day? Did you give your day to the Lord? That's seeking him earnestly or seeking him early. If you get up and read a couple of verses and then go to live for yourself, you're an idolater.
Right. Yeah. And so we were talking about the seekers and how it's endearing, isn't it, to actually see somebody there.
It's what we're there for.
Up. Yeah, it's awesome.
Can I just say something quick? So these seekers we tell you about, those are the people we go and look for. You might say the lost sheep, the seekers. When you hear us rebuke or you hear us tell people sternly something that's wrong, we're hoping to turn them to a seeker at some point in the future. That's the whole goal. So redemption is the goal. So you entreat gently to seekers that are already there. To people that are living in sin and worldliness or churchianity, you call them to repentance or rebuke them so they can come to a place where they become a seeker. Amen. It's all about repentance.
Right. The word
and
does.
Redemption.
Yeah, the word does it. Slices. How about this? Leviticus 19:33-34. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in the land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
I love that. That's
I
an,
like this.
That's an archetype of the Gentiles coming into Christ.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
So when the seekers of, if they claim to be of Christ or the other world or whatever their background is or whatever, and they come up to somebody who's standing for the truth of God, I kind of think about that, how, you know, like Rahab outside of the Israelites and had faith.
Yep.
You know, there's the outsiders out there that might have the faith you don't know. And you hope you can be a help and a light to them. Yeah,
absolutely. Did you have another verse?
I have one for the very end.
Go for it. We're there.
All right. 2 Corinthians 13:13-14. All the saints salute you, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, so hopefully that encouraged you when we go forth and we get to meet seekers and we plant seeds in them, that they go forth, they go on the website, they go into the Word of God. That's what our ministry is all about for the glory of God, is preaching the gospel. We want to make disciples. We want to teach them to obey. Our website does that. And I got to rebuke two young Mormon men, and he said, why don't you go to Africa and do this? And I said, you don't think people in America need the gospel? I said, you do. You're following a cult. That sure shut him up. I said, you need the gospel, and you just got it, young man. And he just kind of stood there. We go because God said, go preach the gospel, lift up Christ. He'll draw men to him. And it's really, really refreshing when God sends us seekers. And it's like we're perfect timing. We were right there for them right at that time.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's extra, extra refreshing, especially since almost every day is so combative and we're dealing with things. And
most of it is combative and light hitting darkness and rebuking. But then we see that in the Bible. Then we see when people were ready to receive it. We know only few are going to receive it.
It's precious. Yeah, I love that.
It is. Yes, it was an awesome day. Tomorrow is their Easter pagan holiday. And if we have the day, we're planning on going and standing out peacefully on some public sidewalks outside two of them. And we go, people always ask us that, why are you go here? They're already Christians. Well, they're deceived. They're not following the biblical Savior. They're under the wrath of God because they have hypocrisy, worldliness. We go to just shine our light and show people that, no, you're not in line with God's word. We care enough to defend and contend for the truth. And we want to see if there's any seekers there that will go, you know, they're right. This church system is really worldly. These churches that we stand out, they're not godly, holy, set apart places of God. They're corrupt. They're in heresy. They're worldly. They're deceivers. Have you ever thought about that? When we stand outside a church and you watch us do that, have you ever thought these people are false teachers? These people are wolves. These people are destroying people that might really want to serve God with their false gospels, their worldliness, their money taking. And we're there to shine the light to do that. So tomorrow we're going to do that and we'll see how that all goes. What do you think, Sister Robin?
Why are you asking me what I think? You already know.
I don't know. Tell me.
I love standing for the Lord and his truth and to be maybe that light that I was looking for when I was in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of an enigma because we're in the middle of the Bible Belt and people go, why are you here? And we're like, you have great need here. Mm-hmm. They're so arrogant. They think because they carry a Bible and go to a building with a steeple on top that they're okay with God. They're actually in the worse place than the bum in the gutter.
Yeah, you know.
Go read the publican and the Pharisee.
Yeah, the publicans that we talk to, they know that. They yep. see it. They're like, yeah, that is the worst place to be.
Brother Koo said today a car drove by and the guys beeped their horn and they said, can we have some gospel cards? And he walked up to the car and he said it was a bunch of young guys smoking, covered with tattoos. And he said they wanted gospel cards and they thanked him. And he said the churchgoers walk right by me and give me dirty looks.
Yeah.
That is this life that we live out here. It's pretty amazing. The Bible comes to life when you do street ministry.
It does. Yeah. There's nothing new under the sun.
So hopefully you're edified by those seeker stories and more to come. Check out that post on the edification page and go check out the Ecclesia page. I have a new teaching up on goodness of God leads to repentance. Brother Kuo has a new study up. Sister Amin has a post to edify the sisters. Pouring out every day, doing everything we can on our vans. Gospel signs, on the internet, lifting up our voices, mailing it out, emailing it out, sending it out. Oh, and I do have to say one other thing. I almost forgot this one.
What?
I'm working in my van on a sign, and Sister Amin's already out in the corner. Oh. Just I could see her. And I hear a man yelling, hey, 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 like that. And I'm like, uh-oh, here comes a mocker. And I had the back doors by our bed open on our van, and I'm working on my sign. And this guy sticks his head right in there. In the van, and he says, preacher, preacher, I want to bless you with something, and he throws something at me, and I want to bless you with something, and he throws it at me, and I said, sir, I want to give you the gospel. I said, I don't want anything, sir. He throws it at me, and he takes the gospel card, and he's like, God wants me to bless you. Keep doing the good work. Keep doing the good work, and he took off, and he ran off.
I was just coming back. He come out. He's like, God bless you. God bless you. He was parked illegally, blocking the whole
blocking
line
road.
Of traffic.
He was a Spanish man, and he said he didn't speak very good English, but he was saying, yeah. I want to bless you. I want to bless you.
I heard him. Yeah, God bless you. God bless
so
you.
So he was kind
he
of
was
a,
like nodding.
He was kind of a seeker in another way.
Yeah, I saw that. He was like pokey.
I'm glad I didn't forget about him. That was pretty awesome. So that's our story for today. Check out all the resources, and tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll come to you again with more from the Gospel Road.
Amen. Let's see.
Yeah. We love you all. Seek the kingdom. Hold fast to the truth of God's word. Be a seeker. Go and ask yourself, what are you seeking? You're going to get up tomorrow. What are you seeking? Some of you are going to go to churchianity, and you're going to go to your pagan, false, man-made religion. Then when you're done from that man-made, corrupt, ritual, timed-out service, what are you doing with your life? Or if you're not, if you're a seeker, what are you doing with your life? If you're not spending your life seeking the kingdom of God, you're wasting your life.
Yeah, you're getting your reward today.
Yeah, amen.
You don't want that.
And we want you to know and to serve Christ because he is worthy. We love you all. Till next time.
May God be praised.